top of Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, and at the end of Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, we said that according to Rav Shimon Lakish, we know from the Mishnah even before Rav Shimon Lakish that Rav Shimon would say that Amotzias HaMes is Potter. Comes along Reish Lakish and he says that Rav Shimon goes very far. Not only in the case where the mess has a foul odor or it's tome, and he wants to clear out his house, that's obviously a malach shen tzuch legufo and he takes the mess out, but even if he's taking the mess out to a certain point, a certain place, a location where the kvuru will take place, and l'chora, here for sure, it's a malach tzuch legufo, he needs the otzar, not just to clear his house of a mess, but also to make sure that the mess is located in a certain place for kvura. Comes when Reish Lakish says, even in this case, Rav Shimon says, you're potur, because this is called a malacha shein etzricha legufa. Again, you would say for sure he's doing this for the mess, in order that the mess should achieve kvura. But nevertheless, it's considered a malacha shein etzricha legufa. So let's take a look at the commentary here. He says, let me just get this open, sorry. He says the following. Afshu l'tzorach ha-mes, kevan she'ein ze tzorach ha-motzi. Again, what happens is that there's no benefit here to the motzi, the one who's carrying it. He's only doing it for the benefit of the mess. That's considered a malach shein tzricha legufa. And the Sfasemis has a lot of trouble with this. He says that it would seem here that now tzorach ha-mes is not the kvura itself. If the tzorach ha-mes was the kvura, then obviously the person who's taking out the mess, he's doing it for the tzorach ha-mes for kvura, that would be a malach ha-tzrich le-gufa. Ella, but this is not l'tzorach ha-mes, shelo yei mes munach megula bebizoyon. In other words, kvura itself is ein ha-tzrich le-gufa, because although the mess needs kvura, but the only reason why the mess needs kvura is because the mess is mutal bebizoyon. And therefore, Rav Shimon would hold that even if his goal and his purpose in bringing the mess out was intended for the kvura, it still becomes a malacha shein etzricha legufa because he doesn't want the mess to be, and the mess himself or itself doesn't want to be left out in this humiliated way. And the Sfasemis points out that this Gemara that we're studying here seems to be dependent upon two tzadim in a Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Vav about what kvura is all about. The Gemara has a suffix if kvura is about shelo yei munach bebizayon, or the purpose of kvura is kapara. The Gemara doesn't come to any conclusion, and the Sfasemis says that from our sugya, the Gemara l'chora should have quoted this instead of leaving it as an outstanding question. And he buys the lo ifshita from the fact that Rav Shimon holds your potter. It's a malach shein tzrich legufa. It must be that the purpose of the kvura is kedei shelo yisbaza. If it was for the sake of kapara, that would be a malach tzrich legufa, that the mess needs this to achieve this kapara. Amar Rava, mode Rabbi Shimon be mar. If he carries out a shovel for the purpose of digging a hole, if he carries out a Sefer Torah for the purpose of reading it over there, is chayav. That's already called litzorech gufo. And the motzi, the one who's carrying it, needs it for his purposes to be over there, either to dig a hole over there or to read the Sefer Torah over there. Pshita, Gemara wants to know what did Rava And, I mean, would we have thought otherwise? Diha nami malach shein tzich legufa, hel malach tzich legufa, l'Rebbe Shimon eich mishkaches lo. If you're telling me that even when he takes something out on Rishus HaRabim for a purpose, and he needs to achieve that purpose over there with the object that he's taking out, even that's called Eidat Tzricha L'Gufa in the Havamina, before Rava, then when would you ever be chayev for a Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa? When is it considered Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa? I mean, when you do Otsah for the purpose of Ishtamshus, you want to use the Chefetz over there in the place where you'll use it, that's called Litzar Chambotzi, and that would be Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa. So the Gemara answers, Mao, the same I would have thought. Ad'ika L'Gufa U'L'Gufa, that in order for a Melacha to qualify as a Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa to be Chayev, you need two conditions to be fulfilled. It has to be for the Tzarech of Gufo, that's the Motzi, he gets something out of it, and L'Gufa, this is the Havamina, that you need also that it's L'Tzarech the Gufa Shel Malacha, meaning the object of the Malacha, the victim of the Malacha. And the Chefetz itself has to be there, so to speak. Like, for example, Kigon, Mar. Like we said before, when he takes out the shovel, Lach Barbo, or Lasos Lo Tas, he wants to create some sort of breastplate out of a piece of iron, which is very thick, thin, and he's got to pounce on it and pound it. I mean, in all these cases, you have an overlap of both the goal and the benefit of the motzi, and as well the object. The object should be relocated in order to enhance it. Like, for example, the hoe, the shovel. He takes it out. And he wants to put in a place where he can use that hoe or that plow in a very constructive way, lasos lo tas, or lach barbo. And in the Sefer Torah, he wants to take it out like gia in order to make sure that, you know, carefully examining every letter and every word. And that's for the benefit of the Sefer, to make sure that the Sefer is a perfect sefer, and if not, we'll have to fix the sefer. And he himself, the one who takes out, whether it's the mar or the sefer Torah, he himself gets benefit from this hotzah. And not only does the sefer Torah need hagah, and therefore he takes it out, litzorech ha-hagah, but it's also considered litzorech ha-adam, what he calls legufo, because likrosbo, he has a double purpose. Number one, he wants to fix up the sefer, that's letzorech gufa, and at the same time, he wants to read the sefer Torah, and that's called letzorech gufo, on behalf of the motzi. Now, in the case of the eder, which is the plow, or the more likely the shovel, kidei lach barbo bilvad, or sefer Torah only for the purpose of kidei likros bo, we would have thought that in such a case, that's not called a malach shein tzricha l'gufa, because you only have one of two conditions. You have litzorech gufo, but not litzorech gufa. And the only time you'd be chayev is if you had a double intention. Number one, you are going to use this eder, this ma'ader, let's call it, in order to dig with it. But at the same time, it has to be fixed up. It's nima'ach katseu. Or in the case of Sefer Torah, you have a double purpose. You want to be magia the sefer, that's the tzor kufo, and at the same time, you want to lane from the Sefer Torah, and that's called the Tzarek Gufo. Kamash Malon, this is what Rava wants to mechadish, that you don't need both conditions, that even this case, which Rava addresses here, is considered Malacha Shatzricha L'Gufo, and if he wants to dig with this shovel out there in Rosh Hashanah, or he has to be Magia the Sefer out there in Rosh Hashanah, that's the Tzarek Gufo, and that condition be fulfilled, that is sufficient. Hahu shichva. Shachva means he died. So there's a case of a dead person. Dahavi bidrokores. In the city of Jokores. Now it's Shabbos. And apparently the dead body is bibizoya. It's like really in a humiliating situation. This is undermines what we call kavod abrios. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Right. So the first they took this case to the attention of Rav Nachman Yitzchak to ask if they're allowed to carry the mess out into a karmelis, which is only also the Rabbanon. And perhaps for Kavod Abrius will override an Issur D'Rabbanan. And Shor Lafuke LeKarmelis. Rav Nachman permitted them to carry the mess out to a Karmelis on Shabbos, violating an Issur Shvus D'Rabbanan. Amalei Rav Yochanan Achua D'Marbrei D'Ravana D'Ravna. The Rav Nachman, you said, Kiman, you're reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And you're talking about a case of a Moloch Shen Tzich Leguf, because you don't need the mess there, you just need the mess out of here in order to protect the mess from Bizoyon. But Emer de Potter, Rabbi Shimon, in fact, even Rabbi Shimon's not going to help you over here, because Rabbi Shimon says, you're Potter Michiyuv Chatos, where you carried out a mess from Shusay Yochel to Sarabim, even though it's what? It's a malacha of Hotzah, but nevertheless it's Moloch Shein Tzich Legufo, therefore Potur. But nevertheless, Potur means Potur Aval Asur, and Isur D'Rabbanan Mi Ha'ika. Then a Moloch Shein Tzich Legufo, even according to Rav Shimon, is Asur Mid Rabbanan. And if that be the case, why were you matted to be motzi into the Karmelis, this mess? Right, so again, let's just review the Gemara's logic. In the case where you're carrying out the mess into a Karmelis, that's called a violation of a Shus Rabbanan of Karmelis. And according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, in the case where he permitted them to take out the mess from the bias, they were taking it into a Karmelis. So the Gemara says that this logic that we could be Matir and Iser Karmelis, Hotzol the Karmelis, from Rishus HaYochid to Karmelis, is based on the fact that even had it been Rishus HaRabim, at worst case scenario, would have violated Iser D'Rabbanan. And the reason for that is because we're reflecting the Shita Rabbi Shimon, who says that in the case of Moloch Shein Tzich Legufo, it's Potav Alasar, means you generate and violate an Iser D'Rabbanan. So when you have one D'Rabbanan piggybacking on another D'Rabbanan, meaning that you're violating the Iser Otzol Karmelis, and in this case, even had it been a Rishus HaRabim, and a Karmelis also be Shum Rishus HaRabim, you still wouldn't be violating a Meleches Otzol D'Raisa, because Rav Shimon holds Moloch Shein Tzich Legufo is Potter of a Losser. That makes sense. So the analysis here, at this point of the Gemara, of Ravana, is that Rav Nachman's statement, and his psak that he allowed taking the mess out to a Karmelis, is predicated on Rabbi Shimon, on Moloch Shein Tzich Legufo Potter of a Losser. Amalei, so Rav Nachman responds, Ha'elohim, which is a Lashon HaShvua, the Eilis Be'at, Ato Be'atzwa Tikones L'Sayea Bo'tza'aso, which is a funny kind of way of saying, you'll certainly admit that I'm correct, and that we don't have to introduce Rabbi Shimon, but even according to Rabbi Yudhav Loch Shein Tzich Legufo is Chayev, but here, You'd allow it, and you yourself are gonna get involved in this hotzah.
Why?
I feel Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, says Yechayv Amalach Shein Tzuch LeGufa. Here, in this case, he would be matir. Why? Demi ka'imna l'rshus ha'rabim l'karmelis ka'imna. Are you carrying this out into rshus ha'rabim? That would be very difficult. But rather, the heter is that you're carrying it out into a karmelis, which is, in the worst-case scenario, a violation of an isud rabbanon. And we have a principle, Godol Kovet Abrios, Shedoches Losos HaShevet Torah, that a Kovet Abrios could override a mitzvah of the Torah. Although, if it would have been a Rishus HaRabim, not a Karmelis, it would be a violation of a full-fledged Chiyuv Chatos Doraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but nevertheless, in the case of a Karmelis, which is only an isud rabbanon, we could be matir. And why would be matir? Because Godol Kovet Abrios, Shedoches Losos HaShevet Torah, Losos HaShevet is a reference to an isud rabbanon. And the Torah says, "Lo sasu mikol asher yerucha, kol asher yigiducha yamin al smol." And that's the osir of every violation of an isur derabbanon. Here also, to violate the isur of hotzol lekarmelis, we're dealing with an isur of lo sasur, and kovet abrius is great enough to trump the violation of an isur lo saseh shabbat Torah, which means in this case to violate an isur derabbanon. So that, to summarize this sugya, the Gemara's conclusion is, from the story of Ahu, Shechiva, etc., that not only according to Rav Shimon can we be matir taking the mess out into the Karmelis, but even Rav Yehuda of Mishum Kovet Abrios can allow this into a Karmelis, because a Karmelis is only the Rabbanon. Now the Gemara brings a very similar issue in the case of someone who carries a Chaticha min HaMess. Tnan Hasan, we learned it in Mishnah Nigoyim Perek Zayin. Hatolesh Simone Tuma. If you have what's called Baheres, and the Torah says about Baheres that it's going to be Tome if you have two Saros Levonos, two white hairs that are coming out of the Nega. And he takes out these two Saros, unofficially, so to speak. He takes it out on his own. And therefore, he violates a law of trying to avoid the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. And we'll see that law in just a minute. Now, what's going on in this Mishnah is, let's say he was Nogea. That the Nega was Metami Doraisa because of these two Saros. And now he cuts them off. And he basically, artificially, purifies himself. He's metayer himself. Similar case. He went into the fire. His hand, let's say, took a very serious fire. And the michya is what's called a siman tuma. That the Kohen sees that's michya. He's going to be able to figure out what happened over here. So in this case, a bosachai, and as we said, the Simon and the Metame are these two Saras Levonos. He takes them out, and he violates a lav. Which lav does he violate? Over belotase shenemar yishomer benegat saras v'yomer chachomim kol makom shenemar yishomer ena el lotase. This is a warning in Azhara that a person should not take the Simoni Tuma and in order in his desperation to achieve Tara to be Mavatal them. That he can't do. So Bittul Simoni Tara in order, it's Simoni Tuma in order to be Tara himself is a violation of a law of Hishomer Benegat Saras. And we'll have a sugya later on in Rab Loza de Mila called Ktitzas Baheres Shol Mila. B'mokam Mila, you had a Baheres. And then he, through Mila, he cuts it off. And that's also a violation of this law of Hishomer B'negat Saras. And the question is, do we apply Ese Dochalosas in such a case? Itmar, we had something similar in the Beis Medrash. Again, a case of a person who pulls out these white hairs. But in this case, he does it for beauty purposes, from human hairs. And he takes out his own hairs. Hatolesh Achas Mishtayim. If he pulls out one of two hairs, Now, in the case of Nega, that's enough to be Mechayev him for violating Yishamah B'Nega Tzaras, because if he only has two white hairs, his Tumah depends totally upon these two white hairs. If he pulls out one of them, he's tar. And therefore he violates the Iser of Yishamah B'Nega Tzaras. But now the Chacham have another drasha, and that has to do with Beged Isha. That it's the way of a woman to remove these hairs. And if a man is removing these hairs, that's some imitation of the women, and that's a violation of Lo Silbash. But let's get back to Malkus, because the Malkus here, when he takes one of the two hairs, is because of the status of the Baharis as far as Kabbalah's tomb is concerned. This white hair that he took out would have been, if he hadn't taken out, Mitami Esanega B'Neged Tzaras. Because Chachomim say that if you have two white hairs, then that's enough for declaring you a Mitzora. For Gakim Yeshlo, if Yeshlo Shteim Tomei, in other words, the only way it's possible for him to become Tomei, to be declared Tomei, is if he has these two Saras. Once he plucks out one of them, he's automatically guaranteed the Taras HaNegat. He violates the Lotas of Yishamar B'Negat Saras. Oh, but what happens in the following scenario? Tolash Sara Levona Achas Mitoch Sholosh. In other words, even after he took out the white hair, he still has left over two hairs. And therefore, the status of this nega has not changed one iota by taking out one sayer. If he took one of three and the tumah still resides, then he hasn't accomplished anything and he took off one sayer. So on this issue of whether he violates the lav of Yishamar B'Negat Tzaras, if he has Tzaras, and he removes one out of the three of the hairs, is Rav Nachman Omar Chayav, Rav Sheshis Omar Potter, Rav Nachman Omar Chayav, Ahani Maisav, Di Mishtakala, Di Mishtakla, Chado Achriti, Ozolei Tuma. What is the significance of pulling out one of three hairs, one of three white hairs? And what happens if one of the saros which has left yitayer minatuma? So what would be a case where it'd be mitayer minatuma is if he will be able to remove one more hair, is then azalatuma. So again, according to Rav Nachman, even though admittedly he hasn't changed his status and he hasn't been mitire himself by removing one single white hair because he has another two hairs left over, but nevertheless, he's on his way, so to speak. Now, all he has to wait for is to remove one more hair before he had to wait for removing two more hairs. Rav Sheikh Sama Potur, Hashtamia, Mias, Ha, Isolutuma. Right now, when he took off one of the hairs, he's got two remaining hairs in place. They're white. There are Simoni Tuma. And therefore, the plucking of one hair at this point is inconsequential. What would be tomorrow or the day after if he plucks out another hair or somebody plucks out another hair? That's a different story. But Basher Usham, as we have it now, he's Tomei. Even after you remove one hair, he's got two more white hairs left over. Omar Rav Sheshis Mina Minaloch. How do I know this? Tisnan, I have a Mishnah here that says V'chein Kizayis Min Ames U'Kizayis Min Nevela. Chayav, if he carries a kizayis min ames from a corpse or from a dead animal, a carcass, then he's chayav for a kizayis. Okay, so far so good. Hachatzi zayis potur. Now the implication is that if he carried out a half a zayis, he would be potur. Now that's against the brisa. So we have one brisa with one diuk against another brisa with another diuk. For Sanya Chatzi Zayis Chayav, that if he carries a half a zayis of a mess, he's going to be Chayav. My love, isn't the best, most logical resolution to this contradiction is by saying Hodesanya Chayev. The apik chatzi zayis mikazayis. The tanan potur is the apik chatzi zayis mikazayis umechta. So the brisa that says he's chay for chatzi zayis, that's going to be a case where he carried out chatzi zayis mikazayis. In other words, he removes a half a kazayis from a total amount of a kazayis. And what that means is he was metayer, because it's if there's a kezayis min ames minimum, is it metame? So he achieved his tara by carrying away a chatzi zayis min ames. So in what case is he potur? The apik chatzi zayis mikazayis umechza. The mass of the mess here for tumah purposes was a kezayis umechza. And what did he do? He took out a chatzi zayis. Well, he left behind a full zayis, and therefore he's potter because he didn't accomplish much with his otzah, and he wasn't mafkir the tumah. And this is a raya for Rav Sheshes, whose claim was before that'll be potter in the case where he took off one hair of three hairs of Baharis. And why is that? Because Basharu Sham. You know, we look at the present situation, and taking off that one hair right now doesn't do a thing. And now we can understand the same idea, identical ideas reflected in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah is basically teaching us that if he takes out a Chatzi Zayas, and what he has left is a Zayas, because he was talking about a mass of a Kazayas for Umechza, then in such a case, he's potter. And why is he potter? Because he didn't really accomplish much with that chatzi zayis. He still left a kezayis behind, and that kezayis is still metame. And basically, we're saying an act that causes no immediate change in status is not deemed a legally significant act. It's got to change the status, to undermine the Chal Hashem. For Rav Nachman, what is Rav Nachman going to do with this proof that was adduced here by Rav Sheshes? Idi, chayev. In both cases, it'll be chayev. If whether or not he's carrying a kezayis or he's carrying a half a kezayis, he'll be chayev. For Hadistan Potter, the apik chatzi zayis mimeis gadol. So the Mishnah that says he's potter is talking about a case where he removes a chatzi zayis from a larger corpse. So the corpse is big enough that even if he takes more, it still remains enough mass to be metame. And therefore, when the person takes out a portion, no matter what the portion is, if there's enough mess left to be metame, then therefore, he's going to be potter in that case. But in a case where he's carrying a chatzi zayis from either a full kezayis, or when he takes out a kezayis from a kezayis for umechza, if he took out a chatzi zayis from a mass of a zayis, or from a mass of a kezayis umechza, he's going to be chayev. Even though he leaves behind him a kezayis, there was a kezayis umechza, and he only carried out a chatzi zayis, and we're left with a situation in which there still will remain tumah. So what did he accomplish? That's the case of Rav Nachman, where he said he's chayev, where there were three saros, and he plucked out one of them. Because even though there are two left, and he still remains tamei, but nevertheless, at least he's on the way, as we said before. That imish takalo achadachrite is azla tuma. And Rav Nachman is going to say that, Hadisnan, what about the Mishnah that says you're potur? That's a case of the apik chatzi zayis mimeis gadol. There's a vast volume of meis here compared to that chatzi zayis they took out. And therefore, since even after you know, he leaves the mess in the house. What do you accomplish by his hotzah? I mean, there's so much left to the mess. It's a mess gadol. And even after his hotzah, what you're left with the bias is a lot more than the shear of tumah. And therefore, he didn't accomplish anything through his hotzah, and that's why he's put. Okay, then we'll stop here in the Mishnah, about 2/3 of the way down on Sadi Dalet Amid Beis.